Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning. This is the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. Oh no. I'm speaking like a Dutch.
Oh no.
Amsterdam.
That's not a bad thing. Yeah, I went to Holland at the weekend. It's great. Really good, thanks. Slight confusion, as you know, about the restaurant scenario that I was going to.
Did you get your dinner?
I did get dinner, but there were some difficult questions. If you missed this last week, one of my friends who I went with really wanted to go to this quite swanky restaurant in Amsterdam. I wasn't bothered. And I had to... Well, the ideas were to take along Arnold Schwarzenegger or any other Dutch person. Who were the others?
Ruud Gullit's wig you were going to wear.
Oh, yeah.
Poirot. Yes. Poirot was another option. I didn't do any of that. I just turned up and had to say the name of that lady.
Oh, Nicolette Van Damme.
Yeah. Damn, she's hot. And it was like a kind of open sesame. Until that, they did not care. I was like... I mean, I rang up to check the reservation in the day on Saturday. I was like, yeah, it's Scott Mills. And I... No, we don't seem to have any booking for you.
Scott Mills?
And then I went... Nicolette Van Damme! Just blatant name drop. And it was like, oh, yes, of course, we'll see you at 8.30. So it was all fine in the end.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, really good, thanks. Morning, Simon.
Hello.
You're right.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, very good, thank you. Sounded like a little bit of a cold today. We won't mention it again, but I have.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hey, Becky.
Hello.
You're right.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I'm fine. we're on this week, and then Chris Moyles and the team back next week. So I was in Holland this weekend. What a place.
Very nice.
Yeah, I love Holland, love Amsterdam, such nice people, very friendly. But if I lived there, I would be about 23 stone.
Really good food.
It's one of those places where, and I think this happens in a lot of Europe, where they just give you bread with everything and then a cake. You want a cake? And then more pastries. I love it, but today... Whoa. Now, I couldn't go anywhere yesterday either, which is a bit annoying.
Why?
Because... The whole area around my hotel had been cordoned off because it was the Amsterdam Marathon. So I said to the woman reception, so where can I go today? Can I go into the centre of Amsterdam? No, it's all closed. I said, well, I must be able to walk around it. No, you can't. So I couldn't actually go anywhere. I was trapped.
Oh.
But some people on my Twitter today actually ran the Amsterdam Marathon yesterday. So well done if you did that.
I thought with being an amazing runner like you are, you'd have just gone, hey, yeah, let's do it.
And do you know what? Yeah, there's a bit of me that kind of wanted to kind of join in. But then I think I was on the, like, 24-mile mark. That's where my hotel was. And I was like, oh, this looks painful. And even though I've done, like, a half marathon, I think to myself, could I do that all over again? I don't think I could. I felt so sorry for the people walking by yesterday. Anyway, while I was there, I decided to, in Amsterdam... See if there is a Dutch version of Stupid Street. Because we've only got the one in London. I was just thinking, well, surely there must be, you know, one in different countries and different places. So, I have managed to find the street in Amsterdam where they are similar to the one near to Radio 1. And you can hear that a bit later on.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
If you're just waking up, you'll be really pleased to know that Katy Perry likes baked beans.
Oh, last week, what did she like last week? Yorkshire pudding?
Yeah, Yorkshire pudding last week. This week, she's on to the beans. I thought she was great on X Factor last night. Did you see her performance? People were like, oh, don't know, I'm not sure about it. It is like the 10 millionth track off of her album, but I think it's really nice. She's like a little acoustic thing. There's no gimmicks. No, it's just her and a guitar. It's really good. Dappy has been to Butlin's. I wonder if he stayed over in a chalet. We've all done it. Have you?
Been to Butlins?
Stayed over?
Only once, when I was really little.
All right. No, I sometimes play those adult weekenders. No kids allowed.
What happens on them?
All sorts in those chalets. And Pippa Middleton...
Is that where you go?
It has been in the past. I'm not going to lie. And Pippa Middleton... has danced with someone who is not her boyfriend. And this is a good one. You know Duncan James, off of the Duncan James incident that we never talk about and not allowed to be mentioned?
Mm.
Even though Fern nearly blurted it out willy-nilly on air the other day.
Mm.
We're not allowed to talk about it. This incident is certainly never to be discussed. And I will, to the day I die, I will never say what it is.
Is it one of those ones, like sometimes in politics, where it's released in like 50 years' time? You know, I mean, like things are released like 50 years afterwards and you can suddenly know. So in 50 years, will we know what the incident was? Will you reveal it?
I probably would have blurted it out by then, but I'm trying not to. Anyway, Duncan James, off of The Incident, and also off of Boy Band Blue, has spent £6 buying Pick and Mix for someone in a cinema. What a kind man. So this lady was at the cinema, realises she doesn't have enough money. Duncan James, off Blue, just pipes up and goes, "Oh yeah, my darling, here's £6. £6 for Pick and Mix, that's loads."
Not at the cinema, it's not, though. I reckon that's 2 foam bananas and possibly a button.
Right.
It's expensive there.
It is really
the box,
expensive. Where,
the box is like £2. The one that doesn't speak was just telling me that he smuggles his own sweets in.
Don't say that.
That's all right.
Is that allowed?
No, he was saying at his cinema, and I so don't believe this, or he goes to really weird cinemas, that he sometimes gets frisked. You know,
for
like
the
off
sweets.
Airports, like they pat you down.
What, they have one of those things you have to walk through, and if it bleeps, it's like, bleep. Oh no, you've got cola bottles in your pocket.
Yeah.
Take them out. Leave them behind. If you have any, do you have to seal them up in one of those little bags, like at airports? You got frisked for Pick and Mix. Wow.
The only reason he goes.
They don't like it when you bring your own in. But
it's,
I think
so
at that
much
price.
Cheaper,
yeah, exactly. But you can't feel, you can't help feeling guilty though, can you? It's like you will walk through going, knowing
what,
that you've
like
got.
Just like looking around.
Yeah, you've got a full stash of
strawberry lace in your socks.
In your socks, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Becky.
Hello.
I hear you did a good thing on Friday.
I did. I went to give blood, which is good.
Yeah. Well, we all know why you go.
Well, yeah, I go because they have the most amazing snacks and you're forced to eat these snacks before you leave.
So they force you?
Yeah, so basically after you've done it, you have to eat some bourbons or like a packet of crisps. You have to have squash just to make sure you're okay.
Do they make a real fuss over you?
Yeah, it's like getting properly spoiled. So we talked about this on the show a while ago because I went in and it was my first time and I got loads of biscuits. I'm thinking, yes.
Yeah.
When I'm giving blood, they're playing Mariah Carey. It was amazing.
Oh.
I was an actual hero.
Was that meant to be being played as
well,
you...
I think it was just coincidence on the radio, but it did make me feel good about myself.
And was it on again this time?
No, it wasn't. And do you know what? I was a bit embarrassed. I got properly busted because just as I sat down, laid down on the bed, she's just about to put the needle in, she goes, "Oh, hello. We all know why you're here."
Oh, no, they'd heard it.
Yeah.
On the radio.
She was like, "We know you only come for the snacks." And then I was like, what do I say now?
Was this during or just before she put the needle in?
Do you know when they're trying to talk to you to try and distract you?
Yeah.
She was like, recognised me. She was like, "Oh, yeah, you're here for the biscuits." I was like, okay, good.
Rumbled.
I didn't get a hero this time.
What'd you get?
Moves like Jagger.
Oh. That's not quite the same. Would you like hero now?
Yes, please.
It was this one, not Chad Kroger. You can have that if you want. That's called Hero.
Oh, no.
No. Actually, really not.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So, I was in Amsterdam at the weekend. What a place.
Their national colour's orange, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You fit in then.
Oh, I see, yeah. Sorry, a bit slow on the uptake today. Did I mention I've got a cold? Love Amsterdam, but seriously, how many tulips and how much cheese do you actually need?
Is it true that there's endless cheese?
It's just so much cheese. And also, in all the cheese shops, which I did frequent a lot this weekend, you could actually just go, you'd love it, you could go round all of them, and there's so many free samples to try,
yes,
that you probably wouldn't even have to get lunch or dinner. You could literally live on the cheese that is provided for free. Because they're like, "Yes, you want to try this cheese?" And you're like, "Yeah, I will." And you end up being quite full up. Anyway, I wanted to see if there was a Dutch equivalent of Stupid Street. We all know there's one around the corner from Radio 1 who'd give us some great answers. And I found one. Domstraat. That's Dutch for Stupid Street. Just a little road in Amsterdam, which I found yesterday afternoon. And I asked them this question. Who is the best British person ever? Name some of the great Brits that people in Holland would know.
Winston Churchill?
Yep.
The Queen?
Yeah, a lot of people would say the Queen, surely.
Shakespeare?
Yes.
The Beatles?
Good one. Bloke who invented the phone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good invention. So which one are you going for? All of those?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the Queen or Churchill, I think. Am I allowed to?
Yeah, you can have two.
Yeah.
I'll give you 10 Scott Mills points for any that you get correct. Play along at home or on the way to work or school or college. 10 Scott Mills points in it for you.
Oh, which... they might say William and Kate now because of the...
Well, what are you going for?
No, I'm going to stick with the original ones, Queen and Winston Churchill.
Okay. Let me know what you think. 81199 on text. So, I went onto Stupid Street in Amsterdam and asked them, who is the best British person ever?
Who is the best British person ever?
Who is the best British person ever? Wow. I have to think about it. Oh, you asked me something.
It's a hard one, isn't it?
George Michael.
Why?
Great talent, great guy, good singer, good sense of humour. Yeah.
Who's the best British person ever?
Adele. Yeah, she's cool.
I really think Adele.
Adele?
Yeah, Adele.
Who's the best British person ever?
Well, it must be Paul McCartney then, right? That's my opinion.
What do you think?
Most people think he's, I think, the best.
Do you think so?
No.
Who is the best British person ever?
The best British person ever. Benny Hill from Benny Hill Show, the fat man, I think.
So he's the best person ever?
For me, yes. There's a funny part of him, so, yeah.
Best British person ever?
Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
Mr. Bean.
Why?
He's funny. He's the first one that comes in my mind. I don't know why.
The best British person ever.
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
Yes.
Why?
Because he's funny.
I like Mr. Bean also in the episode that he's in a swimming pool and standing on the diving board. It's also amazing. Incredible. He's standing there like a freak and he doesn't jump in the pool. It's amazing, man. He's dancing around there.
So, according to the Dutch, the greatest British person ever is Mr. Bean. I love that guy. He was a taxi driver, and I just love his laugh. This is what Mr. Bean does to him. Just the mere thought of him.
He's
there and he's like a freak and we're at a swimming pool.
He couldn't even finish the story because he was laughing so much.
Honestly, for the rest of the cab journey, he just couldn't hold it together because he was laughing about Mr. Bean being by the diving board of the swimming pool so much. I genuinely love him. Runners up to Mr. Bean included George Michael. Didn't say that, did you?
No.
Because of his sense of humour. Adele was in there. Benny Hill. And Paul McCartney. Well, sort of Paul McCartney.
Well, it must be Paul McCartney then, right? That's my opinion.
What do you think?
Most people think he's, I think, the best.
Do you think so?
No.
I said the Beatles, but I didn't give it as one of my answers.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's got it right.
What was the bit in there where the car was beeping and it sounded like you almost got run over?
I did. I nearly got injured doing this Stupid Street. Listen.
Benny Hill from Benny Hill Show, the fat man, I think.
So he's the best person ever?
For me, yes. There's a funny part of him, so, yeah.
Last minute, I just jumped out of the way.
You actually hear you go, ah!
Ah! It was the campus scooter in the world. I nearly got hit by it.
So he's the best person ever?
For me, yes. There's a funny part of him, so...
Just right at the last minute, jumped out. Oof. They don't move. Like, if you're in the cycle lane, which I was, talking to him, they're like...
Right, okay, hang on. So, if you're stood in the road, the cars don't move.
They don't.
Just beep and try...
Well, I was like, well, go round me. There's going to be a head-on collision.
Get out of the road.
It was one of those... Well, it's not a real road. It's like a cycle lane because they're obsessed with bikes. So there's this little camp scooter, like a little Vespa thing. And I'm like, well, he's going to move. He's going to go around me. you can tell that I'm busy chatting to someone. No, he was not going to go round. I had to move out. It was like 1 second in it, there really was. Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
No.
Before you cross the road, you have to look both ways a lot because...
What, like normal?
Well, no, but like more than you normally would. Because before taking the plunge and going for it, you're thinking, okay, well, I could be run over here by a bicycle, a car, or one of those really camp trams that they've got with a horn that goes, ooh, ooh. Listen.
So he's the best person ever?
For me, yes. There's a funny part of him, so, yeah.
There we are. So if you said Mr. Bean, give yourself 10 points.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Loads of people loving the guy that retold the whole episode of Mr. Bean in his head.
I like Mr. Bean also in the episode that he's in a swimming pool and standing on the diving board. It's also amazing. Incredible. He's standing there like a freak and he doesn't jump in the pool. It's amazing, man. He's dancing around there.
Do you know what, if they release any more kind of new DVDs of Mr. Bean, they need to have him on, just doing the running commentary. Matt in his big yellow van says, thanks, Scott. Bit of a rubbish Monday morning, but now laughing hysterically at the Dutchman's laugh and considerably getting some awkward looks from neighbouring cars stuck in traffic. Love that guy.
Podcast.
I must watch those Twilight films at some point. It's not like me to be behind, is it?
Should we do that one afternoon this week?
What, should we have Box Set Wednesday or something?
Yeah, we should have like a Twihard afternoon.
Shall we?
Yeah.
And then we'll be ready for
just
the new one when it comes
all of
out.
Them, yeah, back yeah. to back.
How long will it take you to bosh those out? What?
Five, 6 hours? Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. That's
Get
not too much of my time.
In.
We don't normally see each other on weekdays, though, because as you've reminded me before, I'm just a colleague.
No, I said there are some weeknights where I'd see you, but not like on... I wouldn't use
You wouldn't see me at a weekend?
I wouldn't use up a Friday or Saturday night on you.
All right, well, let's not do it
Wednesday afternoon is fine.
Let's not do it on a Friday or Saturday night then. All right, so you're prepared to spend time with me on a Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. Cheers. It's 8:18 on the Chris Moyles Show with Scott Mills. Fern's on at 10 this morning. Now, are you looking for a job at the moment or is one of your mates? They're estimating 1 million young people are searching for work at the moment. There's this thing called Up for Hire, which is all over the BBC all week. And there's a really good test. If you go to the Radio 1 homepage, it's kind of called Get Yourself Hired. And it's how to impress employers. It's not one of those ones that you can just do in 5 minutes. You know, like the magazines with multiple choice?
Mostly bees.
If you answered mostly bees, it means you're most like Carrie off Sex and the City. It's not one of those. It's actual proper and it is really useful. But it does involve you committing to me today 20 minutes of your time. But it is really good. And it takes you through your strengths and your weaknesses and also what you need to work on to impress a future employer. Now, what we're going to do today, if you have a look at the Get Yourself Hired test on the Radio 1 homepage, it's really good. Even if you're not looking for a job at the moment, it might just be worth trying it out. To see, you know, how good or not you are in certain areas.
This picture that you have to click on to get to it of you and Tina Dehealy.
Yeah.
When was it taken? Because it looks like you've just had a massive row. And then someone's come along with a camera and gone, OK, guys, we need to get this shot now. 3, 2, 1.
It is. Actually, I've just seen it. It's like, and another thing. And Tina, you can shut up. Oh, and click.
Yeah. Now, we like each other.
We really like each other.
I think it's...
I don't yeah. think... We've never had a picture taken together, me and Tina. So I think... They've just used our moody shots and then put us together. But it does look like we've had a massive argument.
It does. Like you've been sat in a restaurant with nothing to say to each other for the last 3 hours.
That was happening a lot when I was in Amsterdam at the weekend. All around me, you know that posh restaurant I managed to get in by saying that Dutch lady's name. I did get in, by the way, everyone's asking. I got in, I just had to say the magic word, Nicolette Van Dam. She's a TV presenter there. And they let me in. But there was loads of people all around not talking. While eating, it's weird, isn't it? Anyway, that's exactly what me and Tina look like on the Radio 1 homepage now. We look like one of those couples in a restaurant. So it's Up for Hire. If you're looking for a job at the moment, we're going to do our CVs today. When was the last time you updated your CV?
A long time ago.
Me too. I always used to go into far too much detail about the hobbies bit. Because I used to look at other people's, like, oh, God, let's have a look at your CV.
Would
so
you
I can
put
copy
on
it.
Hobbies that you'd never done before? I always used to put on swimming.
Swimming was always on.
Socialising is a good one.
Well,
I don't know if it's a good one, but it just means, like, going out and...
I like socialising.
Yeah.
Well, my mate Matt at school was really good at doing CVs, so I just copied his. And I did
what,
put...
What, all his jobs and stuff?
No, I just did the hobbies bit. But I went into far too much detail. I enjoy swimming.
Everyone
swimming.
Puts swimming, but I've never liked...
I don't like swimming.
Why think, do we do that?
I don't know. I think on one of them I put horse riding.
I've never, did you?
Yeah.
That could get you into all sorts of trouble.
I know, but they're not going to check. Get on this horse.
It's when you put when you put your football team and stuff down and you've got no idea
yeah,
about
it's dangerous.
Football at all.
Anyway, so today we're all going to do our CVs. I'm going to do it. Becky's going to do it. And we quite like you to do it as well. And, like, a lot of people will be going, oh... It's that thing with CVs. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Can't be bothered. Let's do it today. Maybe if you've been putting off doing your CV for a while, do it today. Update it for me. Because it is really good to keep it updated. You never know when you're going to need a job. You know, you might have a job, but then suddenly it all goes wrong and you haven't got a CV. So tomorrow, we are going to get our CVs assessed. Is this right?
Who by?
Someone that knows what
An
they're talking about.
An independent assessor.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, so we've actually got to do it.
We really have to do
it's
this
not
today.
One of those things where you tell me to do it and I don't do it and then we forget about it.
No, don't be not doing it. This is your homework for today and everyone else as well.
Can I just copy yours?
You can. You like horse riding too?
Yeah.
So it's up for hire all this week on BBC Radio 1. Go and have a look at this Get Yourself Hired test, even if you're not particularly looking for work at the moment, because it will just kind of allow you to work out what you're good and bad at in an interview situation. And let's all do our CVs today. And then tomorrow, we're going to get tested on it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Laura in Liverpool, hi. She says, I've been needing to update my CV for ages and I've actually been putting it off for the last 3 weeks. It is really one of those, do it tomorrow things. But she's been putting it off for the last 3 weeks since she moved to uni. But she says that we've encouraged her to finally do hers today. That's the spirit. P.S., athletics is my go-to hobby. I think it's better to put a team effort one on, isn't it? Not so much solo stuff. You want to put, like, football or cricket.
Athletics could be a team.
Athletics could be a team, Simon.
Relays.
Off the sport.
Relays.
Absolutely right. Hello? Who's on the phone?
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
Hi, it's Hannah from Brighton.
Hey, Hannah from Brighton. What's occurring?
This morning we have a lecture on updating our CV at uni. So I was debating whether or not to go in or listen to your lecture on the radio.
Oh. Right. Well,
there's no debate.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I never claimed to be doing any kind of lecture. Wait, right there, miss.
Your lesson on updating CVs.
No, I really... No, I'm saying to go to the Radio 1 homepage and there do the test about getting yourself hired. It'll take 20 minutes of your time, but it's actually useful. It's
to
a really
honest,
good
20
one.
20 minutes sounds like better than a three-hour lecture.
No, please do both. Do not miss the lecture today on how to update your CV
but
properly.
How weird is that, though?
Isn't it spooky?
What sort of coincidence?
I think it's brilliant. I think you should go to the lecture and then tell us what to do.
Feedback.
If you could, that would be great.
Yeah, maybe you could. Maybe we could bring you again tomorrow and you can let us know how it went.
Oh, that means I have to go. No, joking. Of course I'm going. Everyone go to school, kids.
Maybe you could make notes.
Make notes and yeah. Then feedback on the radio.
Yeah, that would be really good.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I'd rather listen to what your lecturer had to say than me just blathering on going, come on, everyone, update your CV. I haven't got a clue.
It relates a lot more to art and design CVs, but...
That's all right, because the principles and the basic stuff will still be the same, I think.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You still got to put hobbies down.
Oh, yeah.
You could put, like, drawing.
Except mine never included swimming.
Well, you're missing out. Why did you not put swimming? Everyone put swimming. What are yours?
I don't even know, you know. I've not looked at my CV so long. I'm just going to the library now to go print it off.
Okay.
And see what it says. I've no idea even what it says anymore.
So you haven't updated yours for ages either?
No, well, I've had the same job for 2.5 years, so I just haven't needed to.
But you never know, do you?
I know.
So
I
what
know,
we
it's really bad.
Right, update your CV today after your lecture and after doing that test on the website. We're all going to update our CVs today.
Update our CVs.
Let's do it. Let's not do it tomorrow, let's do it today. And then tomorrow you will hear ours getting critiqued by an actual expert of God.
Do you know that bit that I'm most worried about? Is that personal statement bit at the top? What do you write for that?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I know. Because you don't want to appear to have a massive ego, do you?
What did you say was on yours? Hi, I'm kind of a big deal.
Hi, Scott here. I'm kind of a big deal. No, it gets their attention.
No wonder they stuck you on early breakfast when
I know.
You started.
5 years.
One of our tutors said it's really good to kind of put yourself as if you were selling yourself on eBay and list your qualities that way.
Selling yourself on eBay?
As if you were an item on eBay. And then
buy it
that
now.
Could be your...
Buy it now.
Or bid starting at 99 pence.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I would put I'm a likeable and honest person. Is that the kind of thing you have to put?
Yeah, it sounds pretty eBay-like.
Yeah.
11 careful owners.
Okay, well, good luck with it. Let me know. Okay. We'll keep your number and I might ring you tomorrow and let us know how it goes with updating, all right?
Okay.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Okay. Am I going to play Bombay Bicycle Club now because they're in the live lounge with Fern? 3 minutes of our time. Or am I going to have the news? Just looking at the one that doesn't speak. Obviously, Chris Smith, you want the news.
Well,
so you can get back to your breakfast. And you are a bit of a fan of news. I think we should play it straight after the news. I'm just a puppet for the one that doesn't speak. He's just mouthing it to me.
Is that in your personal statement?
Straight after the news. Hi, I'm Scott. I'm a likeable and reliable person. I'm also a puppet for the one that doesn't speak.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Now, Becky, hi.
Hello.
On
I'm really
Friday.
Nervous.
What?
I'm really nervous.
Don't be, it's all fine.
I hope they're hot.
I've got a surprise guest for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on Friday, if you remember, you confessed on this show to cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did, and I feel really bad.
You said how you cheated.
Yeah.
Because it was a moment of madness.
Yeah.
You were curious.
Yeah.
And you wanted to try it somewhere else with a woman.
No. Well, that's not quite it, but yeah, okay.
But it was just a trim.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were saying that a trim is the haircutting equivalent of just a snog. It's not actually cheating. I think a snog is cheating, though.
Yeah, so do
therefore,
I.
So therefore, I think a trim is cheating. That's right. You said you cheated on your hairdresser with another hairdresser. And
yeah,
you know
did.
How much they hate that.
Yes.
Hairdressers hate it.
I've been feeling so guilty. You can hear it in my voice. I didn't like... Yeah.
When you go elsewhere, they do not like it. And the first thing you do when you come back to them, which you always do eventually,
yeah.
Is they go... All right, so who cut this then? Well, it's rubbish. They always slag it off. Even if it's a perfectly fine cut, they're just like, well, this is rubbish. Whoever did this before?
Yeah.
Because you cheated on me, they hate it.
Where's this going? I think
Do you know who was most unimpressed by your confession?
No.
Here he is. It's your hairdresser, Jamie.
Oh,
hey, Jamie.
Hello.
Have a seat.
Hi, Becky.
I'm Scott.
How are you?
Awkward.
Good, thanks.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Let's just listeners, let's just play this out now and let's hear the conversation because this is going to be brilliant.
Okay.
First time you've spoken since the cheating, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, go.
I'll let you go first, Becky.
Sorry.
This is brilliant. It's like Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah. It's looking okay.
Yeah.
You don't really mean that. Slag
no,
it off.
I don't mean it. I'm going to try and be polite.
This is like Jeremy Kyle. Have they done this one yet? I cheated on my hairdresser with a woman. They need to do that, exclamation mark. We're going to make you do a lie detector in a minute.
Oh, no.
No, we're not. Anyway, Jamie, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
When did you hear the news?
Well, I think Sally, my PR lady, I had a call about a week ago, I think, because you were trying to get in, but I was too busy.
Right. But you didn't consult, did you? You just went straight to...
No, yeah. At that point, I just couldn't get an appointment, so I went somewhere else.
I know hairdressers hate this, so how did you feel when you found out?
It was like being cheated on by a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I've got to say, Scott.
Yeah.
I was sad.
Now, this has all come to light recently, I didn't know this. It's not just Becky's hair that you cut, is it?
It's not, no, it's not.
Tell me about the job that you've got recently.
Well, I've just been named the new head hairdresser on The X Factor.
Oh, my God, Becky, you have changed.
She's changed.
What's happened? You've got the same hairdresser as the X Factor people.
No, yes. It's not quite like that.
Right, OK, well, I'd like to hear what it is like.
Go on.
We're from the same village back in Somerset.
You didn't say that very well. Somerset.
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 Hang on a second. What? So you So you're from Somerset.
I am, born and bred.
You are also from Somerset.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that your hairdresser now does the X Factor hair.
Yeah. Jamie's hair salon is in a little village, next to where my dad lives, in a little bungalow.
Small world.
Oh. Well, that's quite weird.
Yeah.
I thought you'd gone all showbiz on our air. Okay. So that's quite cool. So are you there like every day?
I started about 5 weeks ago. Obviously met all the contestants before anyone else did. Sort of did lots of mood boards and briefs to what makeovers to do them. But the live shows have been going for 2 weeks now. So
yeah.
We've done four shows. Last one yesterday.
So Frankie Cacophony's hair, that you do that?
Frankie's. Yeah, I've been getting a bit of abuse about Frankie's hair on my Twitter.
What do you mean? Because, what,
like, everyone's going...
Maybe wash it?
Wash it, brush it. But, you know, I keep sort of saying to everyone, you know, Frankie is, you know, this cool rocky boy. You know, his hair is his image. You know, me cutting that off would be like painting the white stripes out of a zebra.
What would you actually like to do to his hair, though, if you had free rein? Because it's a big old mess, isn't it?
Honest, well, they, you know, obviously I'm the sort of main hairdresser, so kind of I did mood boards and I, you know, I give my professional opinion about what I wanted to do. And that hair is, it's Frankie. You know, we're going to take it a tiny bit shorter, but... That's just what he is.
Okay.
Do you not agree?
Yeah, kind of.
Becky wants to give it a wash. I can see it in her eyes.
I think you should be honest and say just shave it off.
But, you know, with that whole sort of rocky, skinny jean, you know, it is that whole sort of razor-like, kooky kind of thing. It's that image, you know. But that doesn't mean to say that, you know, things might sort of change with his music direction with Gary. So, you know, you'll have to watch the space.
I'd love it if he suddenly turned up with Barlow's haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That'd be good.
I'll mention it.
Just smarten him up a bit.
All right.
Now... What's the brief with Kitty? Is it... Could you just make her look as mad as possible?
So, again, with Kitty, when I met her, her hair was in really sort of bad, damaged condition. Mm. So I made that professional choice actually not to cut it or colour it just because it would have sort of really broken. So I put her on an amazing intense conditioning treatment course for 4 weeks.
I love hairdressing on the radio.
Yeah. And so, actually, we've been using wigs with her for the last 2 weeks, but I
Fright
think
wig.
There's going to be a bit of a sort of a twist and a thing this week, so
wow.
Watch out for Kitty.
Now, can I just check? You're not responsible for any of the outfits, are you?
Absolutely not. I'm
Thank
the hairdresser.
God.
But there's a new style team, you know, so hairdresser, makeup artist, clothes stylist, so we're sort of getting a bit more sort of involved in oomph in the show this year. So.
Yeah. Who's that group that came out dressed in their pyjamas yesterday? Rhythmics. OMG.
Rhythmics. But Rhythmics, you know, you've got to think they're young, they're cool, they're sort of trying to appeal to lots of sort of like younger, you know, real young girls. So, you know, they're not going to be dressed in high heels, skirts, in, you know, fishnet tights. You know,
yeah.
They're trying to appeal to that younger audience.
Totally.
I think they're doing really well.
Has anyone cried after what you've done, after the makeover?
Hair?
Yeah. On X Factor.
On the X Factor. Let
Did
me
anyone
think.
Cry a little bit? Because
there was.
There has been. Tell me this. Tell me this. Tell me this.
There. Well, I've sort of 95% of the people were really happy. There was James, who unfortunately went out the first thing.
Mm.
Really beautiful, big curly hair, but just for me, it was a bit shapeless. So we sort of pushed for it to be a little bit cooler, a bit more bang on trend, a bit more edgy. So I took it shorter around the back and the sides.
And he blubbed.
And he had a little bit of a blub. Only for about an hour. And then when everyone looked at it,
just an hour of crying.
You know, hair, you know, I say to everyone, hair's the main accessory you wear 24/7, which you can't take off. So it has to be right, Becky. Isn't it?
Has Becky ever cried after you've touched her hair?
No, not yet. She might do in a minute, though.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? You're not going to do something now.
I've got
you?
My scissors.
Have you?
Oh, no, to even it up after my bad cut.
Yeah. Was it supposed to be asymmetric?
There he is. You see, I had to get the dig in about the other hairdresser.
There's the dig. There's
Scott
the dig.
Scott said you'd never forgive me.
He won't. Right. He won't forgive you ever.
There'll always be a little subtle comment.
It must be quite annoying, and this is going to happen as more and more, you know, weeks go by and more people obviously leave the show. If you've done a bang on, really amazing haircut and then they like leave the competition.
Well, so for me, again, as the head hairdresser, Amelia, you know, Amelia was sort of really long and blonde, sort of kind of a bit pixie lottie. So again, we wanted to give these guys an identity, you know, an image, a brand. And, you know, for me, she was that bang on trend. We took it sort of slightly shorter, like a messy, what we call a lob, which is like a long bob.
And so she had a lob.
She had a lob.
On.
Lob. Do you like that? Do you like the way I've done that? Long bob?
Yeah, I like that.
Abbreviation.
But then she left.
Coloured it, and then she left. And I coloured it baby pink.
Do you feel that you making her have pink hair was responsible for her leaving the contest?
Absolutely not. Come on now. Did you see Katy Perry yesterday with her pink hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's copied me.
Did you do
Amelia.
That?
I didn't. Like to, but not yet. Not yet.
I think up until now, Jamie, Becky has always been the most... But well, the most famous person from her village, and I think now that has changed.
Well, we can let me talk about this. Can I talk about the Christmas lights in Bridgewater, Becky?
Which I turned on last
year. I actually had an email.
Are you on?
If I would do it.
No!
I did go back and suggest maybe we could be a duo.
That's good of you.
Yeah,
I would have been like,
yeah. I don't want to take the limelight away.
Becky who?
Becky. But maybe now I might, seeing as you've cheated on me.
Do any of the X Factor contestants have knits?
Absolutely not.
Knits?
Okay. Come on.
Who?
That's like off of school.
Just someone asked on the text, so I just thought.
No, they don't.
Right. So you're a head hairdresser.
Yes.
So you've got like loads of minions underneath you going, yeah, do that, do that, do that.
Yeah, not quite like that. I've got a lovely team that I've worked with for quite a few years who are sort of, you know, I trust them with my lives, you know, because yes, I'm the head guy, so I kind of sort of sit down, but... And then, you know, we sort of delegate all the people and we all work together. I trust them, they trust me. If they're doing something I don't think's right, I'll tell them. If I'm doing something equally, someone says something to me, I've got respect for everyone.
Whose hair on the show are you enjoying doing the most?
You know, they're all amazing in their own sort of right, but Misha B is obviously,
yeah.
You know, she's, I'm going to make her the new big black hair icon. You know, every single week I'm going to push the boundaries, different shapes. Because already when she came on the show, you know, she had an identity. So all we've done is we've just taken that to extreme.
She's not, they were saying it on the show last night, she's not afraid to, like, you know, change up different styles and wear different clothes.
Absolutely not.
Every
you
week.
Know, and Kelly, you know, Kelly's been amazing with me, sort of with the sort of briefs and stuff. I do mood boards, as does all the style team, you know, hair, makeup, clothes. We do mood boards, we sit down with the judges, we talk through it all with them. And just with Misha, yeah, you know.
I love Kelly Rowland.
She's amazing.
I know. And she, do you do her hair?
No.
Oh.
Unfortunately not.
Let's put it out there.
Don't worry, I'm working my way.
I'm trying.
All the judges.
We're
I
doing
did
this...
cut Louis Walsh's yesterday.
You did Louis Walsh's hair?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, Louis's lovely.
Louis's good. we're doing this thing called Up for Hire All This Week, which is like people, young people getting jobs.
Yeah.
Is hairdressing a good thing to get into?
Do you know what? It's been, I've done, sort of, since all the stuff that I've been doing, like the awards, the TV stuff, the celebrities that I've worked with, you know, there's been a lot of younger people sort of coming to me and sort of saying, you know, it is what, how do you get into it? But it is, for me, one of the best jobs in the world. You know, it's social, you get to inspire, you get to travel, you get to educate, you know, there's no better feeling than someone sitting in your chair. So, like, when Becky first came to me, you know, so, or just anyone, you know, just feeling a bit sort of down and drab, and you can spend like an hour, 45 minutes, and then they go away feeling amazing.
Yeah.
It's the best job in the world. So, definitely anyone out there thinking about getting into it, get in there.
Okay, so that's a definite one. Make sure you do the Get Yourself Hired test today. It's on the website. It'll take you 20 minutes, but it'll be worth it. Jamie, thank you very much for coming in today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
And for being the most famous person now from your village. And good luck with the Christmas light switch on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The Scott Mills Daily. Should we just not update our CVs today and do mood boards instead?
I love him.
Just also, a mood board.
And also, did you notice how many times he said he was the head hairdresser?
Well, yeah, but I would do that. I'd have a badge with it on. If I was head hairdresser at X Factor, I'd be like, here's my badge.
Yeah, but what other hair can you dress? Well, no, just don't answer that.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of people are wondering on the text. So he's very in charge smart. Of head hair, good. Well, that was nice. Your former hairdresser has now moved on to bigger and better things. Mm. My favourite bit was we went, you know, people like Becky come in looking a bit dull and a bit drab. And then, oh, that was nice. He does the hair for X Factor now. That's really good. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. And now, dear Scott, the Posh Radio 4 lady... With your emails.
Hi Scott, PR4L and the one that doesn't speak.
Hiya.
Have you noticed the multilingual / dialect families in Hollyoaks? You have families where the brothers have a northern accent and the sister, particularly the one who thinks she's a boy, with an obvious southern accent. Surely a family brought up together would all speak with the same accent. There have been loads of cases of this in Hollyoaks. I just wondered if anyone else has noticed this or any other cases of multi-dialects within families in soaps. Yours, trying to keep it real, Gaz, off of Bolton.
Cheers, Gaz.
Do you sound like your brother?
I don't actually.
Do you not?
No.
How does he sound?
This is going to go wrong. He's listening as well today.
Hello, Wes.
Hello, Wes. I would say that he's a bit more Hampshire than me.
Do an impression.
Right? No, he's not like that. But he does. He is a bit more broad Hampshire than me. A little bit. I don't think he'll mind me saying that.
So, hello, I'm Wes and I'm Scott Mills' brother.
Hello, I'm Wes, I'm Scott Mills' brother.
Hey?
No, it's not that bad. Well, oh, he's going to hate this. Right? Right, mate? That's what people where I'm from speak like.
Right.
A little bit, sometimes. So, yeah, we there are similarities in our voice, but it's not exactly the same. Yeah.
I can't say I've noticed it in TV.
On Hollyoaks, it happens a lot. A lot. And also in Emmerdale, where... Do you watch that?
No. Does anyone?
Yeah. It's actually very popular, Emmerdale. They, no one's from Yorkshire there anymore. Even though it's set in Yorkshire, everyone's like, oh, hello. Next.
Dear Scott, I remember a few months ago when you sang Guy Love with the Hoff at Edinburgh that you were thinking of releasing it near Christmas. Is this still happening or have you abandoned the idea? Love you and your show. Dylan, off of Glasgow.
Hi, Dylan. No real news on this, to be honest. It was one of those things where you did it at the time and you're like, yeah.
No, I think you should definitely release it.
Isn't it too late?
It's
now?
Amazing, though. Do let me listen to it again and see what you...
Oh, no, not again.
Bring back memories.
Oh, no.
The facts about me and you.
I hate this.
A love unspecified. Though I'm proud to call you Chocolate Bear. The crowd will always talk and stare. I feel exactly those feelings too, and that's why I keep them inside.
Make it stop.
Cause this bear can't bear the world's disdain. And sometimes it's easier to hide than to explain. Our guy love, that's all it is.
Please turn it off now.
Guy love, he's mine, I'm his. There's nothing gay about it in our eyes. You ask about this thing we share, and he tenderly replies, it's guy love between two guys.
That's the little duet that me and the Hoff did in Edinburgh this year at the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
You're
Guy
not,
Love from Scrubs.
Are you not releasing that yet then?
I am. I've not heard from him for a while.
He'll be fine. He loves any sort of publicity.
Well, maybe we need to set a date and actually get into the studio, one with good auto-tune, preferably, and record this thing.
Do it.
Shall we?
Yes. You and your chocolate bear.
Even if it got into, like, the top 200.
Just think of the video. It would be amazing.
No.
You and him sat by a log fire with your
no
stockings hanging, S and D
no.
hanging either side.
No.
Roasting the little chestnuts on the fire.
No.
Christmas
no,
jumpers.
No, no video. Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS, PR4L and PR4M. The other day I was on a school trip and we were waving from the bus to all the cars. Have you ever been waved at by a bus of school children? And if so, would you wave back or would you just ignore? The amount of people that ignored us is unreal. We call them bad apples and the ones that wave are good apples. Love you, bye. Caitlin in Inverness, 12 and 5'2", tongue sticking out, smiley.
Yeah, that's mean not to wave back. If you get waved at, you wave.
Or just do what I do and moon. Is that wrong?
Ah, you don't.
Yeah. It's funny. You should see their faces. You get like 50 kids.
You moon at school children. In your car. Are you at... I don't know whether you're joking or not. When you're driving.
No, I'm not driving. I'm in the passenger seat. Have you ever tried to moon whilst driving? It's completely inadvisable.
Yeah, don't try that.
It's everybody. Really hard because unless you've got... You have to take your foot off the...
Well, you've obviously thought about this way too much. God, I really learned something new about you today.
Try it. Go on, try it next time it happens to you. Trust me, their faces, it's funny.
Okay. Let's move on. I'm feeling a bit... uncomfortable.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, and the ultra-smooth-talking Dan. Hi. Scott, we all know you're a talented actor in your spare time, and I personally loved all your outings as policemen in various continuing dramas.
Thank you.
And this has got me thinking. I'm a massive fan of the BBC Radio 4 drama The Archers, and have noticed that the village of Ambridge doesn't have a policeman. So what do you think? Do you fancy policing a sleepy, fictional radio village? You could perhaps arrest some cows for loitering with intent, or maybe direct some traffic at one of the many village events. Love you, and a winking smiley to the actual PR4L off of reading the news before The Archers. Jordan, 25 years and 2 days old, off of Staffordshire.
This is like a soap opera that they have on Radio 4 called The Archers, which has been going years, and apparently not one policeman in it. Whatever.
There's obviously no crime, is there?
Well, it's quite a sleepy little village, I guess. Does Jordan work on The Archers, or is he just a fan?
I think he's just a fan.
Can he get me the gig, or is he just saying and putting it out there?
Well, I think you'd have to audition, but...
Oh, God. Stay away from the bear boys, yeah? That should be my line. That's what I said in Hollyoaks. I got one whole line.
And what was the other line when you were in the bill? You were a policeman, you just said seven or something, did you?
Seven.
No, Goodman as a policeman. So much.
I just had to talk any kind of jibber-jabber. Like I was, because I was in the background. I just had a tray in the canteen, so I didn't really get a speaking part on that. My only speaking part to date is, stay away from their bad boys, yeah? Anyway, if you can make this happen, Jordan, that would be fabulous. And I am now going to text the Hoff and suggest that we record Guy Love in time for Christmas. Happy now?
Yes. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hang on a second. So you were lying?
Yes. Sorry. Right,
listeners, Becky has misled you this morning and she's done it in the last half an hour. Mm-hmm. So let's not get this twisted. You don't moon out of your car window at people.
No.
You made that up.
Yes.
Chris Smith was genuinely mortified.
You've let yourself down, Becky. You've let the news down.
Sorry, I lied.
Well, I don't know whether to believe you or not anymore about anything, do I?
I've never mooned out of my car window or anyone else's car window or any other form of transport.
But you said it so convincingly.
I know, I lied, sorry.
Well, there we are. So just to clear that up, she doesn't do that.
Chris Smith said because I lied, a pixie died.
Right. Is that true?
That's every time you lie, yeah.
So, sorry to that one.
Okay, liar. Also, some cinemas have been on. If we want to bosh out the whole Twilight films, because we haven't seen them, they're doing some triathlons at the moment at cinemas. We can get it done one afternoon.
The ad man who thought of that is like, yes!
I know. He is just like, what can we call it? Bing! I've got it! It's a triathlon! If you're free, I mean, obviously I don't want to take up your weekend because we're not weekend friends, but we can probably spend an afternoon together of a weekday.
Yeah.
Wouldn't waste a Friday night, though.
No.
So, yeah. Up for that.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.